Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Later this hour, coming up at 9:45, your chance to win Jason Aldean tickets. But we're going to talk more Commanders right now with our pal Chick Hernandez, who, of course, is calling the games on WSA9, play-by-play voice for the Commanders. The next one is Sunday at 8 p.m., and, of course, you can watch them on WSA9. It's Chick Hernandez. Hey, Chick.
All right, should I just bail out now because I'm not calling the third game?
Oh, you're not?
Oh. Who's calling the third game?
The network. NBC took the third game.
Is that a new development, or you've known all along?
No. The last 2 years, for some reason, like I can see this year doing it. You know, there's a lot of buzz around this squad, but last year they did it with like nobody coaching and all that crap, and they still did it. So, for the two straight years they've taken one game from. But I had a great time the first two games.
You guys did a great job. You and B. Mitch were having fun. You guys were goofing around.
It was really good. Really enjoyable.
You're goofing on CJ in the booth.
Let me just say this. From my office here in Silver Spring, Maryland, I might be closer to the field in Miami than I was in that press box.
Right.
My Lord.
That's how bad it was.
Good Lord. Yeah. It was awesome. A lot of fun. I like hanging out with B. Mitch, and it's dangerous for the liver and the mind, but it was fun.
Right. Well, that's for sure. All right. So what's your initial impression so far on Jaden? He's the talk of the camp. We've been hyping him up, obviously. He's kind of blowing me away. I think he checks all the boxes. The only concern I have is the pre-draft concerns is the size and durability.
Right.
I love everything I see so far. These guys are telling me I haven't seen anything yet because he's barely thrown, and that's true too. But I think when you factor in the reports, seems to check all the boxes to me. What are you seeing?
Let me ask you, how many quarterbacks do you think I've covered for this franchise? Give me a number.
Oh, 45.
It's up there.
Jeez, 45. Do you think I'm 70 years old? Yeah, 34.
Right.
34. So you're close. We have not seen all of Jaden. We haven't seen nearly the tip of the iceberg with this offense because they ran other people's offenses for the most part. They told us that in the meetings that they weren't going to show anything and they were going to just go ahead and try to use some schemes from other teams because that's what Joe Witt loves to do. That's what Cliff Kingsbury loves to do. So we have not seen the real version. You can look back in college and see what he's capable of. But I know Coach, you know, has talked about it, just that the makeup of the human is just, you know, it's just a different cat. I said to Coach yesterday, we did a one-on-one with him that's going to air today. I said, look, this franchise has had some high-caliber quarterbacks, some who are more impressed with themselves, their own brand, than playing the game of football. And he didn't flinch. He just looked at me. And then I said, this is not that dude, this dude in this building. And, you know, it goes back to the work ethic. That's number one is the work ethic. We all hear the stories, you know, of him being in the building. He's been in the building earliest, first guy in since he arrived. Even on a day off, you know, Dan Quinn gets a report, hey, your quarterback's here, right? Hmm. Working on stuff in the bubble. So the work ethic is unquestionable. He's not resting on any laurels. And then you just look at the physical skills and how much he loves the game, which is that I heard you guys talking about it. The issue is going to be for him is protecting himself because he loves the game so much and wants that extra yard. And that's going to be, I think that could be an issue. I know that people around here are gun shy because we've seen, I mean, look at the horrific injuries we've seen in these quarterbacks that wear the burgundy and gold. And we're worried about that. And As a sportscaster, I'm supposed to be, you know, objective. Yeah, I'm worried about it. I want to see this kid do really, really well. I want to see this franchise turn around because the decades of darkness, I've had enough.
I like that, decades of darkness.
That's what it is. That's what it's been.
Yeah. We had Coach Quinn on the show earlier, and we asked him about wide receiver, and he's talked a lot about wide receiver. How do you see it?
Huh. Well, like they carried, I think, 6 or 7 last year, and they got like 12 right now on the roster. So I don't think there's a clear-cut two, and I don't think that those guys worry about that. They've got Terry McLaurin, right? We know that's going to happen. They've got Viami Brown. We know that's going to happen. And then what? I don't know how they're feeling. I'm not inside those meeting rooms. I know that at some point, you know, if you look at Jahan Dotson, guy gets open but hasn't made the catches on a consistent basis. I don't know. You know, I really don't know. Davion Davis got a lot of play last week. He's a guy who I'm like, who's this guy? But he got a lot of play, and they were looking at him. So I just don't know. What I do know is that all of those guys work well together. Watching them practice, I mean, I know Coach Quinn talked about it. Camaraderie is not the right word. They're just different. This team is different when it comes to, you know, wanting each other to do well. And guys who know they're not going to make the squad, and guys who know they're going to make the squad are rooting for each other. Mm-hmm. And so that wide receiver room, I think it's up to Cliff Kingsbury how he's going to use them. And you, for damn sure, you're going to see Eckler involved in that. McCaffrey will be involved in that. Out of the backfield for Eckler, and maybe they're really looking, taking a long look at Kaz Allen.
Mm-hmm. What about Bryant coming in? It was kind of a big story since he hadn't played in the league in 6 years, and then but he's got size, and so I know we did a couple segments on him. Why are they bringing in Bryant? You know why? Okay, and Quinn says he needs a big receiver, but why did they wait so long to bring him in? We thought, okay, let's push some competition up there and make Dots think a little bit. That's why we're bringing Bryant in. But Bryant barely played in the preseason, and you know it's not like he's putting up numbers. Do you think he's even going to make the team?
Well, he did play some specials as well, but no, the wide position didn't get a whole lot of run. I think that's a Dan Quinn. That's part of his makeup. He watched, you know, Bryant last year on Dallas's practice squad.
Right. Yep.
And while he won't say he's sending a message, I think it's a clear message to any receiver to see a guy who's 6'4 and got tremendous wingspan. And when he walks into a locker room or walks into a field, you're like, okay, wait a minute, this guy, you know, even, and those guys don't know. I don't think those guys immediately knew that Martavis hadn't played in 6 years in the NFL. He's played in other leagues, obviously. But I think that was a message. And to Quinn's credit, he's like, look, I don't count anybody out. Like, you know, when Martavis got in trouble, weed was illegal. And now guess what? It's not.
That's right.
So, right?
Yep.
So this is a guy who showed a lot to Dan in practice. I mean, he was sending his his defense against Martavis Bryant, and he was doing things on that practice squad. So I credit Dan and say, you know what? As he said, let's give the guy a shot, see what he's got. I mean, he was 230 last year, he told us, and now down to 209. So this guy's in shape. You take a flyer, and you never count nobody out. That's what Dan does, I believe. They're just looking for the right combo, and you're going to have to, you know, Daniels gets out of the pocket, And the play is broken up. Well, who do you look for? You look for a big fella who can go up and get it, and that's what he can do. I don't know ultimately what's going to happen here. That's the joy of all of this. These guys meet every single day.
Yeah.
Every post practice, they go over it. Mm. Peters, scouting staff, coaches, position coaches, every single day post practice, they go over it.
You know, it's funny because I've been mentioning this the last couple of days. You know, when Quinn was hired, we were led to believe by others, not in the organization, by others that, you know, Ben Johnson was the top choice. He spurned him, and Quinn was their second choice. That's why they interviewed him 100 times or whatever.
Right.
I don't know if I believe any of that, but what I do believe, and so I was a little up in the air on it. I didn't know. I liked, you know, the success he had with Atlanta and obviously the success as a D coordinator, but I didn't know what I felt. Right now, I couldn't be more thrilled with who he is as a head coach, the way he conducts himself. And I think the team embodies his energy, right? They're a reflection of him. Like, I think the team of the last few years is kind of a reflection of Ron, kind of passive, you know, lack of energy. You didn't know what you're getting week to week. I don't know, man. I can't think of a better coach for this team right now than Dan Quinn. That doesn't mean he's going to succeed, but on paper, I love it.
I'll say, I'll give you this. So, you know, we are going to, as we did last year, we will have, now it's going to be called Tell the Truth Monday, because that's what Dan wants me to call it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to sit down with the coach every Monday. And in my number of years in this business, I've never, ever had a coach ask me, well, you know, how do you want this thing to look? You know, I want it to be good for both Channel 9 and the Commanders. And so literally yesterday, he took us into his office and looked at a space that might work there or a meeting room. We were stuck in the bubble last year, and we were at their mercy. Like, all right, when Rivera's ready, he'll come over, blah, blah, blah. And Dan Quinn is like, what do you think of these rooms? Okay, and this is not football, but this is the way this guy thinks. What do you think of these rooms, this aesthetic, you know, and can we use video? Can we not use video? I'm like, now I'm just sitting there going, I'm like pinching myself going, this can't be happening. Really mm-hmm. can't. But what I want to see, and I agree with you, that the makeup of this squad and the way these guys react, Trace McSorley was there for a day, and the first thing he said was, that guy's got so much energy on the field. What I do want to see is that old Mike Tyson, when you get punched, how do you react? I have yet to see him. I'm sure it's been behind closed doors. I've yet to see Dan Quinn pissed off. I want to see that. I want to see what that looks like, because all I've seen is a guy who's trying to get the job done, pumping his players up, teaching, all of that. But I want to see him pissed off once and see what that looks like. That's the only thing for me that's left in this thing. I want the guy to do well. I have told every fan that's ever asked, does it equate to wins? Don't know. What I do know is that I think you won't come away from a game going, what in the hell?
Were they doing right?
Right,
and we did that. We did that every week last year.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Correct. You know, uh-huh. like going back to the Jim Zorn swinging gate days, for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think
I just want to know about. I thought I was coming on here to talk about Lurch's Pebble Beach trip. I didn't quite.
Oh man! Well, you've been out there. It's heaven on earth, bro.
Okay. It's, all right.
Place is amazing. The flight sucked, but I was lucky. I got there. I was lucky. So getting back to the coaching staff. So with Kingsbury.
Yes.
I think there's going to be pretty balanced. I know that this past week against Miami was not, because they threw 48 passes and they only ran 22 times. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to mm-hmm. be more balanced. So give me your thoughts on the top two backs with Robinson and Eckler, and how you think Kingsbury's going to use those guys. And, do you think that you're going to have a successful running game? It's tough to say because we don't know which guys are going to be healthy on the line. But based on what you're seeing, what do you think?
Well, I rarely ever predict or make a call. But in just being at practice and having discussions with one Brian Robinson, the look in his eye right now is different than I saw. And then, look, he's a guy who was so misused last year, ridiculously. The whole running game was non-existent, and that wasn't Brian's fault. It was EB's fault. I know, not you. I know. You were calling for something else. You were calling different places than Bienemy was, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think that Kingsbury, that's part of them not showing a lot of stuff, is that you're going to see the way they use Eckler and B-Rob. Right now, they keep telling us, you know, when one guy's gassed, the other guy can come in. For me, that's kind of BS. I think you're going to see at some point a two-back set and confuse defenses. They both now. B-Rob has been like, hey, you know what? I can catch a ball. And we've seen it in practice. So those guys in space. And B-Rob is a locomotive. He is running so angry right now. That I just, you know, I think that you're going to see a lot of DBs making a business decision when it comes to one-on-one with him. I think Cliff knows what he has. He's enjoyed his respite from head coaching and learned some things about himself. And he's got those two guys back there.
Yeah,
I mean, you're talking about how versatile they are. There's just so many different things they can do. I think we're going to definitely see a different offense than we've seen here in the last 5-10 years.
What do you think? How much are we going to see of Sinnott? Because I know Ertz, if he's healthy, he looks right. Like everyone's been hyping him up, and so that'd be amazing if he could stay healthy and do what he did a few years ago. But I can't wait to unwrap. He's like that gift on Christmas. I can't wait to unwrap Sinnott, because when he catches it, man, he just turns out. He's different. He just, you know, he turns up field. He's got some speed to him, some, you know, some power to him. He drags guys. I really want to see him utilized this year.
Well, that's, you know, and that's credit to the scouting staff. I think it's part of Adam Peters' makeup is to find a guy. No, wasn't the, you know, the biggest bell cow in college, but really, really, really good player. And you see the skill set there. You saw it in one play, him drag people for 12 yards, you know, after a nice catch. So, no, I agree with you. And I think what's really cool about the way they set this up is Zach Ertz can play. He can also has been in the ear of Ben Sinnott, in the ear of Cole Turner, all those guys, and teaching them things they didn't know about the position. Marcus Mariota, 9 years as a quarterback in this league, who has really taken Jaden Daniels under his wing, knows what that kid went through. Both Heisman Trophy winners, both with a franchise supposed to be on their shoulders, and he can tell them about the pitfalls of all of that. They set this up well with who they brought in. Bobby Wagner. Come on, man. Bobby Wagner, really? The guy led the league in tackles last year. Everybody said he was too old. He led the league in tackles. He's not done. And they didn't play him at all during the preseason. He practiced. He went in the joint practices. Hasn't played because what do you do with a veteran like that? Shave his legs. He'll be fine.
Chick, always great talking to you. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Boys, thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, Chick
Hernandez.
See you, buddy.
Who apparently is not on the call on Sunday night's game.
That stinks.
Because NBC took it.
Right.
I can see why.
Although, think they took it because they thought it was going to be Jaden against Drake May?
Maybe. But it's the third game. I mean, that's why third would they game, think yeah. that?
I don't know.
It's silly.
Don't know how
and
it
it's
works.
Sunday night. It's an 8 o'clock game, right? I think it's Sunday night.
I don't think there's a chance in hell. Like earlier, a couple weeks ago, I thought he was maybe going to play. I don't think there's a chance in hell now. He already named the starter. They've seen enough.
Dan Quinn said he's not a good poker player. Yeah. My read on him is he's not playing him.
He ain't playing
him. I know he did coach speak and he wouldn't commit. Said he's got to have personnel meetings and all that stuff.
So if you didn't hear the Quinn interview earlier, we did it at 7:15. Should we play some of the interview when we come back?
Yeah, we can play some of the highlights. Of course, you can also watch it on our YouTube page. Follow us on the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Our guy Mike Barr put that up. But we'll play some of those clips next here on The Junk. All right, if you missed our interview with Dan Quinn, the Commanders head coach, we're going to play some of the clips in the next segment as we get that together. But right now, time to open up the entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right. May not be the most interesting man in the world, but Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax, that's my guy, has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models. I've got the X5. It's silly. For a limited time only, find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Jason, you and JP will not. This was lost on you, but I just wanted to just comment to Drabby and Valdez. I don't know why, but there's some sort of TikTok influencer, I think, that's like everyone's using the word demure now on social media. Have you seen that? Everyone is using the word demure. Mike Marr, do you know what I'm talking about here, brother?
Yeah, it's really making its rounds.
It's very annoying. But
I know the definition of demure.
Yeah, so do I. But there's some.
What's it been applied to?
I don't know. Everyone's just trying to use the word demure now in their posts because this, like, I'm sorry, this chubby chick, she said something like her makeup made her look very demure or something on a flight or something. I don't know. And it kind of went crazy. And then she kept using the word demure. Now everyone's doing a bit with the word demure on like the reels. It's making me crazy. It keeps popping up in my feed.
Just because she used it?
I guess. She's this gross chick. I don't even know. But I think she's got a lot of followers. It went viral.
The saying is very demure, very mindful.
Yes.
You parlay those together.
Yeah, because she said her makeup or whatever she did, it made her very demure and very mindful. I don't know. It's just making me crazy. Huh. There's another viral trend.
It's making me crazy.
It is making me crazy because no one uses the word demure. It's just stupid. There's another viral craze, though, and you guys may have seen this. There's this hot chick who's going around taking her panties off everywhere. She took her panties off in like a grocery store. I saw her. I don't know if she put it in the meat section. Or
she's taking her thong off. She has like a skirt on or a dress on. She's pulling her thong off, bunching it up, and like putting it next to the donuts.
Yeah, and then she did it also at she was outside, like eating outside,
anything
and she left it like on the table And it's like her bit that she's doing.
How many
and
followers?
I don't know, but it's got to be working.
Yeah,
it's got to be working.
I see it nonstop.
Yes,
every day she's going to a different store, balling up a thong and leaving it somewhere.
Right, and so people are getting pissed off. It doesn't anger me at all, actually. I mean, I guess maybe it's a little gross when you put it near like food.
Yeah.
Had you seen it before you got the story? I haven't seen it.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I mean, if she wants to leave her panties around, that's fine. Anything for attention, I get it. But please don't put it on the donut tray.
Yeah, it's like when people like lick the ice cream or something. Yeah,
Instagram.
I don't know.
I guess I don't peruse those things, so I missed out on that too.
You're missing out on all the trends, dude. Man. You don't see.
I missed out on the thirst trap.
You know, Drap says that. Drap says that now, and he's in Harris Teeter. He's a ball of panties next to a croissant. He's going nuts.
Yeah.
Don't let him fool you and say it's gross.
Nah, look, she puts them on like the gas pump. All right, I might be a little size. I don't really want her panties on my sprinkled donuts.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Like, don't put it over there.
Boston cream.
Yeah,
I guess I don't scroll Instagram very much.
And most people honestly, I know, like all the people minutes. In my world are scrolling their reels when they're like, just when there's nothing going on. We're sitting on the couch.
They're just bored.
Or they're on the toilet. Or, just bored.
Just killing time.
And you
time
can
killer.
Actually do it
for
a long time. I can wake up in the morning on a weekend, and I can lay in bed and just scroll reels.
Uh-huh.
I could knock out an hour. I can. I just watch a lot of them are golf.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'll get into, like, if I click on one swinger, then a bunch of swingers start showing up. Polyamorous chicks or whatever.
I thought you meant, like, golf swingers.
No. You just like whatever, and then I'll get guys that doing the parkour. I get guys like jumping from building to building. I get guys they like those Red Bull things where they go off the slides and they do the big flying in the air into the water. I don't know, man. I'm just a simpleton.
Do you lay in bed on a weekend? I will. Oh.
Not during the week.
But to fall asleep, do you kind of just turn the lights off and just watch your phone at night and then just
fall asleep? My wife does that. She plays all these games to go to sleep. I'll try to put some sort of podcast or YouTube on so I can just... My mind, I'm so silly, my brain goes 100 miles an hour.
I had to tell my wife last night, can you turn the light off? The light was on at 9:30. She's watching her dumb shows on the iPad.
Yeah.
And it was 9:30 and the light's on. I mean, I can't sleep with the light on.
Right.
So I'd look, sweetie, can you turn the light off, please?
Right. She was not being considerate?
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why do you need the light on? Why do you need the lamp on when you're watching your iPad?
I don't know.
I don't disagree with you.
I get salty. I had a terrible night's sleep.
I don't think I had my screen time setting on, but I would probably say I post stuff for the show. We're probably less than 15 minutes a
day. You're missing out. You watch TV. See, and most people that I know, we don't really watch TV anymore. We just scroll reels and YouTube videos. It's weird. It's a weird world we're living in.
Do you watch more reels in bed or on the toilet?
On the weekends, bed, during the week, toilet. On the couch, too. I sit there on the couch, after I'm done hitting balls. Weekends are so amazing. I love weekends so much because I can sleep.
Who discovered them?
No. But
you're the only one.
They're so important. But no, I'm so healthier on the weekends, by the way, because I'll get a full workout in. I'll maybe go for a nice long walk. I'll hit golf balls, lift, hit sauna. I mean, just feel like it's just knocking everything out. Just having an unbelievable
pretty much your
day.
Daily life, except for the waking up part.
Well, yeah, I'm lack of sleep during the week. And honestly, during the week, it's hard for me to lift because I'm so tired. I play golf, but I don't have the energy.
Today, the weather, I should be playing golf today. What am I doing?
Yeah, you're botching it.
The weather's going to be
awesome. By the way,
awesome.
I'm telling Derek, my guy, that I'm available at 10.
Has he responded yet?
No.
Derek Forrest, if you're listening.
He might be interviewing Air today. Hopefully he gets it. Jason, you'll be interested in this.
Well, JP will do it if you don't do it.
Apparently, they're saying, and this might be the real deal, Oasis reunion summer of 2025. Would you do it? Apparently, the guys are leaving him
for the concert. Him?
Yeah,
of course.
Would you do it? Would you see it?
They come to a Wolf Trap.
We got to go across the pond.
Oh, it's not. Yeah. It's only going to be there.
I think
10 shows. It says in Manchester, 10 shows in London.
All right, that's England.
Wembley Stadium. You won't fly to Wembley Stadium.
No, can't do it. I just YouTube them.
If this actually happens, so are the brothers actually speaking? Supposedly, the only thing they're waiting on is for Liam to sign the contract. Right? Knowles kind of insinuated he's done being a solo artist.
Right.
He's leaving hints that he just left a secret photo shoot. It's all lining up for Oasis reunion in 2025. I know you're the biggest Oasis mark here.
I like Oasis.
If Aaron Rodgers could tell his dad, I love you, we learned that from Ian O'Connor, maybe they could have a reunion. What is their beef about?
That'd be a silly, huh?
What are the two brothers?
I don't know why
they're beefing about.
I don't know. I think that one guy's just wacky. I think Liam is wacky. Yeah. I don't know what his deal is. I don't know. They resent each other.
I think it was a bunch of stuff. Noel started he probably started a couple different bands, but he had a band called the High Flying Birds. I don't know if they're still together.
Were they good?
They were pretty good. But, yeah. It could have been a few years ago. But, yes, I would definitely, if they were in the States, close to it, yeah, I would definitely go see them. I saw them years ago at, at the Patriot Center. They definitely came to the Patriot Center.
Yeah, must have been 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah,
right?
It was a long time ago.
What is Oscar De La Hoya doing?
He's dancing around butt naked, basically.
He's in a thong. First of all, I didn't even realize. Maybe I did, and I just didn't process it, that he's dating Holly Saunders.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been dating for like a year or two or something?
For a while.
That's crazy to me. So I remember when they caught him, and he was in the
women's clothes.
In the lingerie and the heels.
Yeah.
And then he went right to rehab.
He was cross-dressing.
Yeah. Well, now he's doing it again. He's like
he's
in a thong.
He's just in a...
A thong is a cross-dressing.
They call it a banana hammock, Evie.
Why? And he posted it himself on Instagram.
You said yesterday, and we've been talking about it for a while, cheeks are in. He's showing his cheeks.
But no one wants to see his cheeks. He's a good-looking kid, but a guy, but no one wants to see his cheeks.
He's a weirdo.
Or his banana. He's, you know what? He is a weirdo.
And he's sized. He's sized for Holly Saunders.
He's a renowned party drug animal.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. That's what's going on.
But he's also, listen.
It's probably rolling on Molly.
You did a lot of drugs in your day. You never,
never put anything in my nose.
You might have been, I could see you putting a banana hammock on or whatever. Yeah, I can see you doing that. You've done some questionable.
I don't remember.
You've had some questionable behavior.
Probably.
Yeah. he has. Storied history. Questionable behavior.
Storied. Well, similar to the mankini, right?
The only guy I know that ever wore a mankini was Kevin.
Yes. He was doing the
Send
the
that to Marky Mark.
He was doing the
Send
Borat.
Send that to Mark Wahlberg, who seems to love Kevin.
I wore the Borat mankini.
Oh, you did that
too? Yeah, Bounce House was Sven.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. But I was forced to.
Bounce House?
Yes, a lot of stuff probably came out.
Yeah, what's the Bounce House?
A moon like an
Oscar's birthday party when he had a birthday party at his house and he had
I
a
went
moon
to
bounce.
That
moon bounce.
Yeah. I went to that.
It was a huge moon bounce.
You don't remember that?
Remember him in a mankini.
Yeah, it was, I got.
Were you wrestling or something?
I think so. Yeah.
You've done a lot of things allegedly at gunpoint or for money.
It's all the same.
And last but not least, OJ, the shocker. They got to liquidate his assets.
He owes
people everywhere. They're trying to get at least $270,000 from the equity in his house. Who knows? Somehow OJ was on the hook for like $100 million or something, and he still had homes and lived the life and played golf all the time. Unbelievable life.
Was he living in Florida?
Then he moved to Vegas. Yeah.
He's still in Vegas?
Oh, there is one more, last but not least. Young Gravy says he wasn't hollering at Hawk Tua Girl when he slid into her DMs. Mm. It might make sense because Young Gravy says he's into moms, right? Isn't that his whole bit?
The only time I ever heard of him was he said he was hooking up with Lisa Ann, right?
Allegedly.
I haven't heard Young Gravy until now, since then.
He's not a country, he's a rapper?
White rapper.
Yeah, he's just a dude that's famous for, like, he's into, like, moms. Like, older moms.
Oh.
Kind of like Clary, right? The stallion. All right, summer is sizzling, and so are the savings at Thompson Creek Windows. For a limited time, get 40% off. Buy one window, get the second one 40% off. Thompson Creek Windows are built in their own local family-owned factory for over 40 years. Thompson Creek does it all. Design, build, and install. Forget the jacked-up middleman pricing. Upgrade your home with top-quality, energy-efficient solutions. Don't miss out. Enjoy these unbeatable deals and special financing options during their summer sale. Call 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com for Thompson Creek's sizzling summer sale and get 40% off. Buy one window, get one 40% off. Beat the heat, save your wallet.
Sports for the Junkies is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We told you at 9:45 that we would give you a chance to win tickets to go see Jason Aldean. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You'll win the tickets to the Highway Desperado Tour 2024. Comes to Jiffy Lube Live Friday, August 30th. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. So caller 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with tickets to go see Jason Aldean. We had Dan Quinn on the show earlier. You can, of course, grab the podcast. You can watch the video. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, 1067 The Fan is the YouTube channel. You can watch the video. But we have a couple clips we wanted to go through. Yesterday, we found out that Jaden Daniels said he doesn't practice sliding. So we wanted to ask Dan Quinn about whether he teaches that and whether he's concerned.
Yeah, hope is not a good plan, so we don't go with that one for sure. But some QBs are more dive and roll, you know, and so that's kind of what Lamar does. That's what Jaden does. And so not everybody, you know, is leg out, heel behind, slide. Others are, you know, dive. If you're, you know, right-handed quarterback, you know, rolling your left shoulder so you're landed that way. So I wouldn't say it's half the league, you know, of the mobile guys are into that, where as opposed to sliding, sometimes you see on the slide, you know, the defender is still there ready to contact, the guy gets hit up top. So we do that, you know, more than, you know, the traditional baseball slide. Both of them are ways to what we would call is get down. You know, that's kind of the term that we use. Hey, how do you get down? So, yes, he caught an earful of not getting down into that space. But it's definitely something that it's important, because if you get the first, you're at the space, you know, let's fight for the other, you know, 3 or 4 yards on a different down.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't sound too concerned.
That's a good point. I mean, and I think Matt was kind of alluding to it earlier, that you don't necessarily have to slide like you're sliding to second base, you know, trying to steal a bag. You just have to get down, but make sure you get down before you get hit. Because if you dive... The defender can hit you.
Well, that's the difference. That's why sliding feet first is actually better.
It is.
Because it protects you.
It is. But sometimes guys slide and they get hit by the defender and they hit the head.
Yes.
You know, they're sliding here, but the guy comes in and they hit the head.
Yeah, that's so true.
Now, that's a penalty.
Yeah.
That's a 15-yarder, but it also can cause injury. But I think you're right. I mean, for the most part, he should be able to get down when he knows a guy's going to hit him. He's sliding or diving.
All right, this is an executive decision. Do you want to go to Unfunny Big John?
Why?
Because he says he won a survivor pool and he has a system.
Oh.
Or do you want to play another clip from Dan Quinn?
I'd be
like
eager.
Big John.
I'd be eager to see what the system is.
Unfunny Big John? All right. Big John, what's up, buddy?
Hi, guys. How you doing? Happy summer.
Yeah,
what's up, Hurricane?
You too.
All right, what's your system on a survivor pool?
Well, in 2010, I joined a survivor pool for the first time. 45 entrants, $100 a pop, and I won it in week 16.
All right.
Okay.
What was you've never won since?
You got lucky.
I bet you've entered more than that.
I entered one more the next year, but I haven't entered since then.
Give us your system. What should we do?
Well, you divide what I did the first day or the day before the season. I divided the season into four-game quadrants, and right. I made sure to put a stud team in every quadrant. So, in week 16, I still had the Steelers left. They killed the Panthers, and my only competitor had the Eagles, and they lost on that Tuesday night game after the snowstorm, so I won everything.
Well, basically what you're saying is it's not something earth-shattering. You're saving teams.
Stud teams can lose, too. I mean, stud teams lose all the time. In fact, we did that last year. We had a stud team at home, Baltimore, lose to a team that didn't make the playoffs at home.
You picked an iffy homer pick. Come on.
What do you mean? How's that an iffy homer pick? They had like 13 wins last year.
You were convinced by Matt Valdez, and you picked the wrong team.
We picked the wrong team because they lost. It wasn't the wrong team.
You can go with the guy that is 1-for-2 in his survivor pools lifetime, or you can go with yourself. That's all. I can put in my 250 right away.
All right, put him in. You can enter.
Back padding machine.
You can enter.
All right, I'll enter, and I'll give you guys, before the season starts, I'll give you guys a roadmap, and then we can talk about it.
So what is he suggesting?
He's just he wants to help us with our survivor.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Get your own crew together, John. Ours is full. Seat's taken.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, that's a no.
Right. Yeah, that's a no.
I mean, that's what people do when they enter survivor pools. They save teams for certain weeks and certain times
maybe,
of year.
Maybe it was a little more.
He got lucky.
The quadrant thing is.
Maybe it was that what made it scientific.
Maybe that's his trademark.
That's before they added the 17th week, though.
Maybe he was a little more diligent in like planning who he was going to save by like writing.
Yeah,
it
maybe
down.
He did that.
But
okay.
I mean, it's not earth shattering to save teams.
But it doesn't. Right,
we understood that concept.
Yeah. All right.
That's not a winning game plan because I guarantee you millions of people do that every year. They save teams and maybe they break it down in quads or
and
not.
And then your save team still loses too.
I was kind of looking at week one. Yeah.
Right.
I was kind of looking at week one. Week one's a little dicey.
You're kidding.
I mean,
we don't have any week one sillies.
There's a couple.
You don't want to use the Chiefs?
The Chiefs played Baltimore.
That's right.
I mean, I'm not taking
Kansas.
I mean, they might win, but I'm not taking Kansas.
Packers, Eagles, that's tough. Panthers, Saints, two poo-poos. Oh, you know what? Vikings, Giants.
I mean, I'm kind of looking at a couple.
Betting on Sam Darnold?
Texans, Colts, no. Cardinals, Bills.
Bills is one of them.
Bills. Dolphins over the Jags.
Circa Survivor Pool is back, and we're already planning it out.
Bears, Titans.
Let's see what happens.
I can't put $1,000 on the Bears. No,
that's what I'm saying. You're putting your whole stock into rookie quarterback.
Oh, you know what?
Week?
I think the Raiders are poo-poo. I've watched the Raiders now for a couple weeks.
Yeah, they're playing the Chargers.
That's your Minshew guy.
Harbaugh's first game.
No, I love Lauby, but
Lauby. I said Minshew.
No, Minshew's all right, but I he's nothing special. He's just, you know,
all I'm saying
confident.
Is, there's not a couple that just are, you know, they can
all
jump
right.
out at you.
Sure,
going, these are the winners.
49. Oh, no. They got Aaron Rodgers. I forgot.
Yeah. I don't know if Trent's going to be playing. I don't know if Ayuk's going to be there.
What about your boys, EB? They got a can't miss a quarterback.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a 50-50 game, but I think we can win for sure. But you know what? There's some. Yeah. I think we got to go Bills.
Bills out of the gate.
Bills, Cardinals.
All right. We'll see.
All right, we got to get out of here. Remember, you can go to the YouTube page to watch the Dan Quinn video, 106.7 The Fan. We're out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan. So The Junkies is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We told you at 9:45 that we would give you a chance to win tickets to go see Jason Aldean. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You'll win the tickets to the Highway Desperado Tour 2024. Comes to Jiffy Lube Live Friday, August 30th. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. So caller 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with tickets to go see Jason Aldean. We had Dan Quinn on the show earlier. You can, of course, grab the podcast. You can watch the video. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, 106.7 The Fan is the YouTube channel. You can watch the video. But we have a couple clips we wanted to go through. Yesterday, we found out that Jaden Daniels said he doesn't practice sliding. So we wanted to ask Dan Quinn about whether he teaches that and whether he's concerned.
Yeah, hope is not a good plan, so we don't go with that one for sure. But some QBs are more dive and roll, you know, and so that's kind of what Lamar does. That's what Jaden does. And so not everybody, you know, is leg out, heel behind, slide. Others are, you know, dive. If you're, you know, right-handed quarterback, you know, rolling your left shoulder so you're landed that way. So that's, I would say, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's half the league, you know, of the mobile guys are into that, where as opposed to sliding, sometimes you see on the slide, you know, the defender is still there ready to contact. The guy gets hit up top. So we do that, you know, more than, you know, the traditional baseball slide. Both of them are ways to what we would call is get down. You know, that's kind of the term that we use. How do you get down? So, yes, he caught an earful of not getting down into that space. But it's definitely something that it's important, because if you get the first, you're at the space, you know, let's fight for the other, you know, 3 or 4 yards on a different down.
Mm-hmm. He didn't sound too concerned.
That's a good point. I mean, and I think Matt was kind of alluding to it earlier, that you don't necessarily have to slide like you're sliding to second base, you know, trying to steal a bag. You just have to get down, but make sure you get down before you get hit. Because if you dive, the defender can hit you.
Well, that's the difference. That's why sliding feet first is actually better.
It is.
Because it protects you.
It is. But sometimes guys slide and they get hit by the defender and they hit the head.
Yes.
You know, they're sliding here, but the guy comes in and hits the head.
Yeah, that's so true.
Now, that's a penalty.
Yeah.
That's a 15-yarder, but it also can cause injury. But I think you're right. I mean, for the most part, he should be able to get down when he knows a guy's going to hit him, he's sliding or diving.
All right, this is executive decision. Do you want to go to Unfunny Big John?
Why?
Because he says he won a survivor pool and he has a system. Or do you want to play another clip from Dan Quinn?
I'd be
like
eager.
Big John.
I'd be eager to see what the system is.
Unfunny Big John. All right, Big John, what's up, buddy?
Hi guys, how you doing? Happy summer.
Yeah,
what's up, Hurricane?
You too.
All right, what's your system on a survivor pool?
Well, in 2010, I joined a survivor pool for the first time. 45 entrants, $100 a pop, and I won it in week 16.
All right.
Okay.
You've never won since?
You got lucky.
I bet you've entered more than that.
I entered one more the next year, but I haven't entered since then.
Give us your system. What should we do?
Well, you divide what I did the first day or the day before the season. I divided the season into four-game quadrants, and right. I made sure to put a stud team in every quadrant. So in week 16, I still had the Steelers left. They killed the Panthers, and my only competitor had the Eagles, and they lost on that Tuesday night game after the snowstorm, so I won everything.
Well, basically what you're saying is it's not something earth-shattering. You're saving teams.
Stud teams can lose, too. I mean, stud teams lose all the time. In fact, we did that last year. We had a stud team at home, Baltimore, lose to a team that didn't make the playoffs at home.
You picked an iffy homer pick. Come on.
What do you mean, how's that an iffy homer pick? They had like 13 wins last year.
You were convinced by Matt Valdez, and you picked the wrong team.
We picked the wrong team because they lost. It wasn't the wrong team.
You can go with the guy that is 1-for-2 in his survivor pool's lifetime, or you can go with yourself. That's all. I can put in my 250 right away.
All right, put him in. You can enter.
Back padding machine.
You can enter.
All right, I'll enter, and I'll give you guys, before the season starts, I'll give you guys a roadmap, and then we can talk about it.
So what is he suggesting?
He wants to help us with our survivor pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Get your own crew together, John. Ours is full. Seats taken.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, buddy.
Okay, so that's a no.
Right. Yeah, that's a no.
I mean, that's what people do when they enter survivor pools. They save teams for certain weeks and certain times
maybe,
of year.
Maybe it was a little more.
The quadrant thing is.
Maybe it was that would made it scientific.
Maybe that's his trademark.
Maybe. That's before they added the 17th week, though.
Maybe he was a little more diligent in like planning who he was going to save by like writing.
Yeah,
it
maybe
down.
He did that.
But
okay,
I mean, it's not earth shattering to save teams.
But it doesn't. Right,
we understood that concept.
Yeah. All right,
that's not a winning game plan, because I guarantee you millions of people do that every year. They save teams, and they, right. maybe they break it down in quads or
and
not.
And then your save team still loses too.
I was kind of looking at week one. Yeah.
Right.
I was kind of looking at week one. Week one's a little dicey.
You're kidding.
I mean,
we don't have any week one silly.
There's a couple.
You don't use the Chiefs. The
Chiefs played Baltimore.
That's right.
I mean, I'm not.
I wouldn't want to do
I'm not
anything
taking
with that.
Kansas. I mean, they might win, but I'm not taking Kansas.
Packers, Eagles. That's tough. Panthers, Saints, two poo poos. Oh, you know what? Vikings, Giants.
I mean, I'm kind of looking at a couple.
Bet on Sam Darnold.
Texans, Colts. No. Cardinals, Bills.
Bills is one of them.
Bills. Dolphins over the Jags.
The Circa Survivor Pool is back, and we're already planning it out.
Bears, Titans.
Let's see what happens.
I can't put $1,000 on the Bears. No,
that's what I'm saying. You're putting your whole stock into rookie quarterback.
Oh, you know what?
Week?
I think the Raiders are poo-poo. I've watched the Raiders now for a couple weeks.
Yeah, they're playing the Chargers.
That's
the
Raiders.
Harbaugh's first game.
No, I love Lauby, but
Lauby. I said Minshew.
No, Minshew's all right, but he's nothing special. He's just
All I'm saying
confident.
Is it's there's not a couple that just. Or, you know, they can all jump right. out at you.
Sure
going, these are the winners.
49. Oh, no. They got Aaron Rodgers. I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know if Trent's going to be playing. I don't know if Ayuk's going to be there.
What about your boys, EB? They got a can't miss a quarterback.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a 50-50 game, but I think we can win for sure. But you know what? There's some. Yeah, I think we got to go Bills.
Bills out of the gate.
Bills, Cardinals.
All right. We'll see.
All right, we got to get out of here. Remember, you can go to the YouTube page to watch the Dan Quinn video, 106.7 The Fan. We're out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.